We're glad you're with us to share in our joy of our growing awareness of our eternal connection with our source and creator. We are grateful for the records left behind of people like us who love God and have been part of God-inspired harmonious activity. We call these records scripture. Sometimes this harmony is what we on earth call small and inconsequential. Other times it's on a large, massive scale. And then we know it's only human beings that see large and small harmonies. God simply pours forth good always, and it is appropriate to the moment and the circumstances. Today's lesson is freedom. Let's begin with a review of why we can be free on the subject of supply. Several weeks ago, we talked about two of the meanings of the word supply. Out in the world, people think of supply as a material form coming to us to get us out of trouble. A doctor to set a broken bone. Money to pay a bill past due. An idea to solve a problem. These are not supply. These are the forms that supply takes. Supply is spirit. Supply is God. Supply is what we carry around with us always, within us. It's cause. And the visible forms that supply takes, these are effects. And we ignite this inner supply with our minds. The worldly man sees his conditions and circumstances in duality and spends most of his day wanting to make bad situations good. The writer of Genesis described this way man approaches what he sees, this preoccupation of working to make a bad situation good. This writer described in a story what happened after God gave man freedom to enjoy everything in the Garden of Eden except the fruit from one tree, the tree of duality, of seeing right and wrong, good and bad, sick, well. And man's mind, though always part of God's mind, gave his intellect the upper hand. as depicted by the serpent. It is the intellect, it is man's reasoning that triggers an emotional response. And both the intellect and the emotional response are based on reporting from the outer world. Man thinks his version of what he sees is true. Jesus Christ says, not so. Judge not by appearances. Which is all that the worldly man knows. His five outer senses report conditions and relationships to the intellect, and an emotional response is generated. The entire process is based on the outer picture, which is constantly changing. The senses feed the intellect, and the emotions follow. And the whole process is based on duality. Wanting something or someone to change. This is better than that. And it is the emotional belief that attracts these conditions to man. This is bondage, not freedom. Now, at the same time, God mind is active with an entirely different scenario. For several thousand years, the Hebrew prophets spoke of a Messiah who would come and save them. And the day arrived when this longed-for Savior was born and grew up, living from God mind, without the emphasis on the worldly view of duality. This man, Jesus Christ, was sent to earth to show us how to live in the world under the laws of spirit, not living from man's laws, and instead, when Jesus, the man, was aware of his oneness with God mind, healings followed. Jesus' reliance on God's presence, this invisible reality of good, could be said that he returned to the Garden of Eden. Admission to the garden being no duality. And here is freedom. Letting God's ways, which are always working, reveal God's plan instead of wanting to know in advance why you should trust God. Jesus Christ was free from man's laws and what man saw as power. And he said, we have the same freedom, the same choice. Jesus, the man, did not take any human considerations with him when he prayed or communicated with God. We could say he entered the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God, where man's laws man's understanding is unknown. Jesus Christ told his listeners, and that includes us, that this inner kingdom with no limits is always with us. It's the only power. It is the very substance of God. And the outer forms that this substance takes then have a channel to move from where they already are in the invisible to the visible. And here is the key. Jesus Christ did not pray to God to change something bad into something good. That's the old Adam viewpoint. Instead, Jesus Christ walked around knowing that a loving God was constantly expressing all that was created in the beginning. And then what happened, happened. Jesus Christ was free from man's duality, from man's laws. And that made him a channel for good. That revealed what had been created in the beginning. This strong consciousness of one presence being good was the cause that allowed the woman with years of issue of blood to touch the hem of his garment and be healed. His garment is metaphysically his consciousness. Jesus did not try to heal that woman. He didn't even know she was there. It was just his constant state of awareness of his connection that was this channel that then restored her perfection. It was only after she was well did Jesus turn around and say, "Who touched me?" He walked around as a channel for the invisible good to reveal itself appropriately in his world. This was not new. It had been known for generations. This supply of good took the form of manna for the hungry Hebrews in the wilderness. It took the form of wine for the water at the wedding reception. And in today's Old Testament reading, in 900 BC, it's a very interesting story. Let me find my program. In 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, Jehoshaphat was the king, and it was reported to him that a large enemy army was approaching. And the Hebrew people gathered together, and one of them was inspired. And he said what was read. I don't know why I don't have that program. Thank you. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And here we have the strong army approaching, and God tells, if you want to read the account, it's very interesting. God tells the Hebrews, go out and meet them with songs and praise. And they did. And what happened was, unseen, unknown, in the bushes was the enemy of the army that was approaching. And they ambushed this enemy army. And then, instead of turning on the Hebrews and taking over the land for themselves, they fought among themselves. Everybody died. And then, a couple verses later, it said it took the Hebrews 3 days to collect all the spoils from these two armies. That was not worldly man's plan. It was God's. The battle is not yours, but God's. In the second reading, Zacharias had desired a son all of his life, a very devout, holy man. And one day, the angel Gabriel came to tell him, today you've been heard, and God is sending you a son. And so in the reading it says, Zacharias, his intellect, his human worldly response was, it's too late. Whereby shall I know this? For I'm an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And Gabriel said, I am Gabriel, sent by God. I live with at the right hand of God. So the Holy Spirit had all the power in the world. Whatever man's worldly understanding was, had no place in this kingdom. And sure enough, Elizabeth had a son, a healthy son, who became John the Baptist, who was the Messiah, who was the messenger to announce, to prepare the Hebrew people that the Messiah that they had long anticipated was coming. He would be born in their lifetime. The title of today's lesson is, What is Freedom? The only lasting freedom man can know on earth is moving away from seeing and reacting emotionally to wanting something to be better than something else. And we can understand this to be so because we believe that in the beginning, God created all good, and everything is complete, nothing missing. Everything is made of God's substance. Jesus Christ came to show us that we don't need to know in advance what the good is that will be revealed. And this was true for Jehoshaphat's congregation, his subjects. They didn't know in advance what was going to happen when they went out unarmed against an army. Zacharias did not know that he would bear a son. There are no restrictions, no limits in this kingdom that's always with us. Jesus didn't pray for sight for the blind man. Gabriel can visit us, each one of us today, and say that your freedom comes from letting your idea of how to improve yours or another's situation take place. God has it all worked out. God is there. All is good. Spend time in an awareness of being in God's mind. If there is something you are to do or say, you'll know it. It will feel right to you. It will feel complete. And then, without struggle, you will be led step by step what you are to do. Let us pray. Amen. Loving Creator, source of all good, we ask your help to rely on your activity and to be receptive to your directions. Amen. With deep gratitude for drawing us closer to you. Amen.